Welcome to the AZ UFO Show, Podomatic.com. Tonight we're going to talk about just UFOs, man, and a little personal problem I may have. Oh, we all got them, but right now let's rock out. Come on, AZ UFO Show. Yeah.
Never living my life, homie. Always doing what is expected. I wanna choose my destiny. You know that you want it, but do you need it? Bad enough to joy. You know that you want it, but do you need it? Are you willing to fall? Ready to roll, ready to roll. Bomb your face. If you buy the bullet, risk it all. Just to
show. Give me a couple. I love this part, man. Right. Sure. Reminds me of Disturbed.
I've been living in the dark for so long, always having to sacrifice everything that fuels my passion, everything that gives me life. I've been waiting for the right time to jump. Never giving my life for me. Always doing what is expected. I want to choose my destiny. You know that you want it, but do you need it? Bad enough to try. You know that you want it, but do you need it? Are you willing to fall? Are you ready to roll? Are you ready to roll? You're getting ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to roll? Are you ready to roll? Are you ready to roll with the punches? Are you ready to roll? You're getting ready to roll. Are you ready to roll?
UFO show, baby. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, that's intense. All right, welcome to the AZ UFO show with Rich Giordano. Guys, I can't believe how awesome that was. I can't believe how awesome this day has been, and I cannot believe we are still here on Podomatic, rocking and rolling and ready to roll with the punches. Are you ready to roll? Are you ready to roll with the punches? That's Trace Nine, baby, bringing it to you right here on the AZ UFO show, Podomatic.com, broadcast live. Maybe a 40-minute show tonight, not sure, but we're going to talk about UFOs. Yeah, there's some stuff going on that we need to talk about. I had an unbelievable sighting on Monday. Wait, yesterday? Jesus, it feels like 2 days ago. Oh man, I can't wait to talk about that. And then, as expected, trolls are back into the picture. So I may talk about that at the end of the show. How does this happen, man? 1 minute I'm down, right? I'm like, fuck life, man. You know, if it was an easy way out, I would have loved to have taken it last week. Oh, yeah, trolls. Take that comment. Make it your own. I don't give a shit. Look, life's good. Life's great, man. I love life. Nobody loves life like me. Sometimes, shit, man, you just want to shut off. You know what I mean? It's like, I just don't want to talk about money. I just don't want to talk about money. I hate talking about money. And you know when you talk about money? When you don't have money. I've been meditating a lot. I have these applications on my iPhone. I gotta tell you, man, I'm living proof that they work. Maybe I believe in it. Maybe it's crap. But I got this one. It's called, dog. Come on, man. Thank you. Freaking dog's on my phone. I got this one, this application. And if you guys are meditators like I am, I totally got out of it for a while, but I'm back into it. I believe this shit. I did this one. And is it this one? No, I think that I have altered states. Yeah, it wasn't that one. Oh, I have astral dreams, which is not my favorite one. I have the ambiscience. Guys, ambiscience pure yoga. So I sit here and I have this thing. It's called pink noise. And it just sounds like rain, but it's actually like static. You know, when you turn it on that channel, well, in the old days, before everything went to high def and digital, you used to just have the channel, you turn it, 3, 5, 7, 9, whatever, 12. And in between, you had the channels that just went and gave you that static, like Poltergeist. At the end of the day, TV was over. It ended around 2 o'clock in the morning. And they play the national anthem. Sometimes you'll wake up, you'll fall asleep watching TV, and you'll wake up to that national anthem to turn your TV off. They didn't do that in Poltergeist, I tell you, they should have, but they didn't. So I got the app. So I hit pink noise. Okay? But that's not it. Then they have these tones and pulses and things that change your brain waves. It's for your brain, man. It's drugs for your brain. They tell you not to drive on this shit. Okay, so I figured out how to do it. And you really have to be ready to just shut everything out and focus on the noise. So I have this static noise going. It's called pink noise. And it's going. And I'm going to play it here for you. I'm going to plug it in and record it for the show. I'll drop it in. Listen, here, check it out. So this is the noise I hear. And while that's going, I'm going to go to the... it's called the entrainment button. And they have active relaxation, HP, SPK, deep relaxation, Schumann or Schumann, and power nap on this one. Now, I'm telling you this because iPhone has it, and it's by Ambiscience. And, okay, so I wanted to do the Schumann. I don't know what RES means, so it's just abbreviated. You focus with this tone, this pulse, this wah, 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 wah. You can hear it. Listen. So after about 5 minutes, I set it for 10 minutes. After 5 minutes, I can't feel anything. And I start spinning. And my mind is spinning. And my eyes, and I'm keeping them closed. I don't have to force it to keep it closed. But I'm thinking, are my eyes going to open? Because I'm spinning so fast. So I'm spinning around like a clock at the top. And I'm spinning and I'm getting dizzy and I'm getting sick to my stomach. And then I'm thinking and I'm focusing on the noise and I'm focusing on the pulse. And the pulse you hear is whoa, 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 whoa. So as I'm trying to focus in on that whoa, 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 whoa noise, I start to change my direction. And I start to spin the other way. And then I start to think of things that I want in life. And then I start trying to do psychic stuff. And I'm trying to put curses on people. And I'm thinking, and then all I see with this application, when I hear those tones, I see a morphing of earth, mountains, water, and a rebirth of the same thing. And it's just totally morphing. And it's like, you know how plate tectonics. There's 7 plates or something like that are constantly in motion. And pieces of the earth, this is what causes earthquakes, go underneath the earth while the other one goes above it. So it's a constant cycle of out with the old and in with the new. The earth is so cyclical, it's sick. And it goes through this cycle. And that's what I'm envisioning in my brain while I'm listening to this. And it's supposed to make you think and get in touch with your inner self. And oh my freaking God. So I'm doing this app and I'm spinning around and I'm figuring it out. And all of a sudden I get an email in the middle of it because I'm using my phone and the vibrator. I had the phone on my chest and boom, I shot out of the fucking bed. I didn't know where I was. I thought I was on some other island, like another planet. These mountains were huge. This was the greatest experience I had. I did it about 45 minutes ago, almost an hour ago, and I'm still in the mode. Like, my brain is still over there on that other island. I've used this other one. It's called Brain Frequency, and not AmbiScience. I use. So I have this one. It's called Brain Frequency, and they have it for everything. Body aches, headaches, tension, creativity, meditation, energy, euphoria, universe, sobriety, you name it, they got it. And these pulses and tones and meditating, my whole life has changed. The last time I did universe, and it's I don't know how the tones work. I don't know if it's because of what I'm thinking. But it takes you out of the fucking universe and you go through all these constellations, I don't know, and all these other star systems, and maybe it's just, you know, me and my head and these tones. But if anybody has an iPhone, you've got to get these apps, at least try them out, and they work. And the tone, I got sick to my stomach, man, today. I was spinning so fast, but it was so fun. I mean, it was a blast, dude. Anyway, that's what I did before the show, and it was just a lot of fun. All right, so if you haven't noticed, I posted two videos this week. That is right. I posted the best video evidence of a humanoid ever. One and part two. Part one took off so much that YouTube asks you if you want to make some money. It's probably pennies, but they ask you that. When I've already got 2,000 downloads in 2 days. The video's not viral, but it took off. And I made part two, and it's not, you know, taken off like that one, but people are commenting left and right. I've got about 50 comments already. And some of these comments, guys, are really wild stuff. And I'm going to read you a couple. And that was the purpose of putting these videos up. Now I'm going to put these up every week for every podcast. I'm going to post something about my personal archives and how I debunked it, what I think, because on this humanoid video it plays in the background, it's unedited, and I'm narrating over it, so you could understand what was going through my mind. I took some clips, you know, grabbed some freeze frames there, and showed you, pointed out some things. Hopefully it made sense. But when the obvious answer is the most likely answer, wait, when the obvious clue is the most final, wait, what is, the if the most likely, wait, Occam's razor, the most likely answer is probably the solvent. but the most likely answer is probably the most obvious, probably balloons. But I gotta switch this up just a little bit now, because I was there, you weren't. It's very easy to say balloons. I don't blame you. I'm saying it, and I was there. I'm saying it because I just can't freaking prove it to you. But in the video, I narrate over the video. Well, I just said that. And I'm talking about how the object looks like it's a metallic Lego man. It's got hard edges. They're blocks. They're not, it's not a suit like Iron Man, like some people are commenting. This is blocks of metal, and it's very bizarre. And I talk about the helmet. It's gold. You can see on the video the different colors. It's hard. I admit, it's like black and white. It's not in black and white, but it looks black and white when you're gray and dark gray. But through the binoculars with 50 times magnification, I was able to see an octagon-shaped helmet with a mask. I could not see a face. It was huge. I'm telling you, This object was more than a few thousand feet up. When Discovery Channel came out here to debunk this video, we sent up dummies, balloons, I mean, you name it, nothing could work. We couldn't debunk it. After 2 minutes of flying up in the sky, 2 minutes, they timed it. They couldn't see it. The only way we were able to see the balloons, a 10x5 apparatus they built out of 7 or 8 balloons, they couldn't see it. The only way to see it was through the camera lens, which I kept... They let me use my own camera. They put in their tape. I videotaped it for them. It's their, you know, their way of seeing exactly how my camera worked. And they couldn't see it. They're like, how do you see this stuff? I'm like, well, I'm staying on it. Now, when I take my eyes away, I still see it. Now, I had LASIK surgery in 04. And that's when I started seeing these objects in the sky. I still have 20/20 vision, if not better. Because I'm better than everybody, that's why. This object, it had that gold-plated helmet. I'm telling you, I don't know if it protects the head of... Well, you know what? Some people are calling this a demon. Maybe it's a demon. Maybe our atmosphere is not conducive to their body. Did I just say that? Did that sound right? Nah, that's wrong. That can't be right. No. No, that's not right. It's not conducive to their body's makeup? Is that what I'm supposed to say? Is that what I say? They just can't survive in this, probably in this altitude. But when they sent up those balloons and I couldn't see them anymore, this object had to be, and I'm guessing, over 12 to 15 feet, maybe bigger. It could have been a giant man. A giant man. It could have been what the Hohokam saw 1,000 years ago over Star Mountain in Arizona. They call it the Estrella Mountains. There are supposed petroglyphs on the mountain that talk about giants. You know about the giants. They were here. They might have built the pyramids for all we know. They could move boulders. They had technology where they could move shit and do anything they wanted, and then they were gone. They just disappeared. Maybe they came back and they see the civilization here. I don't know, guys. I saw a metallic apparatus. It was like a high chair. It was uniform with the body. It had body armor that was red. There was a light emitting from the center, or what I call the high chair table, where, you know, like a baby has a high chair and you put the food on the table in the front. Whatever it's called. Well, maybe that's what this thing was. You know, maybe that was where this object or this humanoid thing controlled it. I don't know. Anyway, it's just awesome. And I appreciate the people in there being cool about it. You know what? It could be balloons. It could be a guy from another planet. It could be what the Hohokam saw here thousands of years ago or whatever. The giants that ruled the earth. Who built the pyramids? I mean, 5 years ago, guys. And the video still, it's like brand new. Every time I watch it, it gives me chills. It's like my number two video I have, or number two or three in my archives. First one I have is the first fleet, and the second one, but the first one is magical. That's the next video I'm putting up on YouTube, on UFO Chronicles of Rich G. So you can see, I can't wait to show you the newest evidence. I have this video for 6 years, almost. And I noticed for the first time the most incredible evidence I've ever seen of alien intelligence operating a sphere, or two, or three. You've seen these fleet videos from Mexico where there's hundreds of spheres flying, hovering, whatever. I don't know if they're balls. I don't know if they're birds. But all I know is what I caught. Now, I caught 30, 40, maybe 50 objects. super freaking high, guys. These aren't balloons. My wife was standing, my ex-wife, was standing right next to me. She couldn't see them. And they were right there. But they were so high. I've done balloon test after balloon test. Now, what I saw was so unbelievable. I can't wait to post it and share with you people. I have an explanation. I may have figured something out about the Phoenix Lights, about these orbs, that nobody else has ever thought of. And I may have the evidence to prove it. I may have broken ground here. I may have found something that nobody else has. And I'm going to share it with you guys within the next few days. I got to do this carefully. And I got to use my software. I got to enhance this thing. I got to prove myself because the, you know, YouTube's compression is much better. It's not an HD. It's high 8. But I don't want to give it away. All I can tell you is that I may have actual video evidence of intelligence from another being. How does that sound? I may actually have that. As a matter of fact, in my heart, I'm smiling right now. I'm giddy because I know what I have on video and nobody in the world has seen it yet. And it's been sitting here for 6 years, and I cannot wait to throw this out there for the world. You can go up on YouTube and look up my fleet videos. That's just a portion. But I just saw this for the first time, and I think it's because of the monitor I have compared to my old one. This high-definition monitor, the LCD. It brought it out. And man alive, this is going to be great. So stay tuned for UFO Chronicles of Rich G on YouTube. I know it's a long word. It's a UFO Chronicles of Rich G. But once you type it in, it memorizes it. So stop bitching. And go check out my humanoid video. I believe it to be something out of this world. And it was at the same time. And some of you may remember this. Back in Mexico when that police officer, the Mexican police guy, he was attacked. Or his car was attacked by he called it a flying witch. He said it came down and it was wearing like a black cloak. A big, like a robe type of thing. Just imagine, if you will, kind of like what Dracula might wear. I don't fucking know, guys. But it's like a big, what do you call those things? Not a coat. A trench coat with a hoodie. Yeah, that's what it is. Well, you know what I mean. The little pointed hood. Anyway, this guy in Mexico, the same year I videotaped this, sees a humanoid in it, and it flew down. He said it was a witch without her broom, and he put the car in reverse because the thing came at him, hit his car, and then he crashed his car into a tree and got knocked pretty much unconscious. He's probably going 30 to 40 miles an hour backwards. And he said the thing stayed with him and it hit his car. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if a flying person or human came at you? And you know me. I know liars. I can tell. This guy, even though he spoke Spanish, and I understand Spanish, I just can't speak it. He wasn't lying. He passed polygraph test. He is not on medication. They checked him. He's totally sane. That's a great story, man. And to videotape something. And I'm in the Southwest. I'm not far. You know, like you would be if you were on the East Coast. I'm right by there, man. The same time the fleets were seen over Mexico, 2004 and 5, I captured them here. No other fleet in the United States. I got them. I got to tell you, I feel awfully special right about now. to videotape the humanoid, the fleet twice. I was on TV for it twice. TV shows. Fast Walkers. The news. And to videotape an object turning on a dime. Also, I videotaped 5 times. 4 out of the 5 times, extremely clear. A triangular formation of lights flying over Phoenix, Arizona at various times. Turning, banking. Nobody has what I have on video. Nobody has the quality that I have. I don't know how many times I have to tell you people. And that's why I'm reposting all of this stuff. Because over the years I debunked a lot of shit to get to this point. And it took me 6 years. 6 years to get new evidence that just popped up in my archives. There's so many other things that I can never ever point out to you guys that'll just blow you away. And I'm coming out with it once a week. I have videos of balls of light, like real high, like satellite shit. You know, it looks like it could be a satellite. And as I'm watching, I just got goosebumps, man. You know when you get that emotion of that elation? There's nothing like what I feel right now. Maybe it's the meditation. The medication. No, it was the meditation I did. When I videotape this ball of light, and I don't say it's a satellite because it just, I know, because of what I'm about to tell you. And I'm videotaping a ball of light, like I've done hundreds of times, videotaping mundane things. Satellites, okay? Maybe airplanes real high up. But this time it was special. And as I'm videotaping this, I see a flash. And I'm like, whoa, I just saw a flash. And as I'm videotaping this, and I see the flash, I actually have to tell myself to speak out loud and say what I just saw, because this way, when I'm watching this and I forget out of the 30 tapes that I have where it is, at least I know if I run through the tapes in order and just listen to them every second, I will find these and somehow try to post them up. A little flash appears right next to the white light that I'm videotaping that I don't think is a satellite. And what do you think when I slow it down and go frame to frame? And each time it flashed, it's 3 total frames most of the time. The first frame, it's not so bright. The second one, it's really bright. And the third frame, it's going out. And what the flash was a triangle. This is great shit. It was 3 points of light on a pinhead. If I videotaped huge formations flying over Phoenix, it is possible that I was told, telepathy-wise, now I know this is crazy shit coming from me, to go out there and be there at that time, to not tape it once, to not tape it twice, to not tape it 3 times. I have it on tape as well as the ones down close to Earth. 5 times I have seen a flash of light while videotaping a really tiny white dot. And then all of a sudden, boom, there's a flash. And I'll say, oh my God, I just saw a flash in the lens, you know, in the viewfinder. And then I go back and I watch it, the video, and it's a freaking triangle. It just flashed. I have got to tell you guys, I'm sorry. UFOs are real. And I don't mean sorry like, you know, I'm sorry I'm saying that, but for those of you who don't believe in UFOs, you're crazy. All right, Rich, you know, maybe you're getting a little excited. How do you know? You just did not tape the, well, because I looked up where the space station was. Wasn't even close. And you guys can do it too. The date and the timestamp are on every video. You can do it too. You can match it up. Go to Heaven's Gate or whatever. Heaven's Above. I don't know. J-Pass. Who gives a shit? International Space Station Tracker. Go there. This wasn't that. It wasn't a satellite. But to actually videotape a ball of light 5 times and then have a flash right next to it, and flash of 3 points of light. Perfect triangle. I blew this up on my monitor. And it's all grainy and shit. You know, really pixelated. But the 3 points of light, they're perfect. They're equidistant. I felt like I think now is my time. I think I'm educated enough. I think I'm mature enough in the field. Some of you think that's funny. I think I'm becoming, as you're hearing right now, the voice for ufology. I am. This is my destiny, man. This is my reality. I'm coming across some things that I can't believe. And now that I'm looking through the videos again and remembering what I saw and put it together, and I'm like, you know what? As a skeptic, I have to say, Rich Giordano has probably the best amount of real UFOs. Not UFOs like George Adamski or some toy or a balloon. I'm talking, I really think I have the best collection of UFO evidence possibly in the history of mankind. Well, at least this man, this time, in the last 200,000 years. Well, ever since, well, I don't know, 50 years since we have recorders. Who knows what happened thousands of years ago? But honestly, when you hear this voice, when you think of Rich Giordano, you are going to know that I have the best video evidence. Forget the humanoid. Okay? Forget it. I got that one out of the way. That's the tough one. That's the obvious balloon. But now we're talking symmetry. We're talking miles above Earth. Interaction, intelligence, possible telepathy, thoughts to tell me to go out there at that time. What are the odds, man? And what are the odds that I would see it? What are the odds that I would actually see and videotape unbelievable event that's really a flash? I gotta tell you, I'm impressed. And this is why I'm so angry at ufology, because of all the bullshit I see. There's nothing I can do or say to convince you otherwise until I can somehow convey this evidence to you in such a way that you can't deny it. Well, then I'll get those people saying, well, he faked it. No way, man. Not me. No fucking way. Anytime, anywhere, you can look at my videos, and they have. And people have. The city in the sky? What the I got something. I got a fucking house, man. That was a flying. Some people want to call it a mothership. But that. Oh my God, man. For 5 hours. Guys, I'm going to take a break. I got something really funny here. When I did the show with my co-host Brian B. Bunker, and you know, we'd have people sit on the line with us and do the show, and we did a thing called the Jeff Woolwine game, the WoW game. I have all of Jeff's videos for like the first 3 years, and when he videotapes something, he goes, "Wow, holy cow, you guys! That's something! Oh, wow! He's waving at us! Oh, wow! Neat, you guys! Oh!" Well, we did the Jeff Wow game where he goes, "Wow! Wow! Oh, wow!" And he said wow like 8 times. But before I played the clip, I said, "Okay, Brian, guess how many wows Jeff is going to say?" And he said, "Okay, 10. And then somebody else was on the line. They said, "All right, 12. And of course, it was 8, and you know, whatever. But it goes off. And it was so funny. And you hear Jeff, and this is from his UFO videos. I just took this clip, and he's going, "Wow." Well, this one I'm about to play for you is the Jeff Woolwine ow game. Or, ugh, yeah, it's the ugh game. So you, I want you to guess before you hear this clip how many times Jeff actually says ugh during a UFO event. This is somebody I've debunked who claims he has videotaped 400 UFOs. And I'm crazy. All right, I'm going to play this. Enjoy. And I'll be back in... hey, guess how many now? How many is Jeff going to do? I'll be right back. Easy UFO Show, Podomatic.com.
And that was so great. And it's like, wow, you guys, that's something. Wow. Need you guys. Oh, my God. So, you said it sounded like it could have been his boyfriend pulling his pecker out. Well, this is the Jeff Lowine game. So... You couldn't have picked a better way to put that. And we're going to now take how many Uggs are in this. Brian, go ahead and pick again. How many do you think there are in this short clip, this 30-second clip?
Nine. I guess 12 last time. I'm going with nine.
Nine. And William, what are you guessing?
As in, like he's trying to...
He's letting one out on the toilet, pounding one out.
You'll hear why. It'll explain itself.
Okay. I'll guess higher this time. I'll say 15.
Wow, that's something. All right.
Was that you?
Here we go. Yeah, that was me, of course.
Impressive.
Thank you, Vader. All right, hold on. Here we go. This is loud enough because I couldn't download it, so I think this will work fine.
Oh, it's sick in my back.
That's one.
Oh.
Two.
Oh, my back.
Three.
Oh.
Four.
Oh. Oh.
Five.
Six.
Six.
Oh, shit.
Seven.
Oh, boy.
Eight.
Oh, my back is jerking.
Nine.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
don't know.
11.
Oh, boy.
That counts. And that's it. It was 12 hugs.
So it was right in the middle, pretty much.
Yeah, you guys both win, but it's whoever didn't go over. So,
oh, this Brian, week it's whoever. Oh, that would be me. Okay.
No, who didn't go over, yeah. So you actually won. And congratulations. You are the new winner of the Jeff Lowine. Oh, wow, game. Congratulations. Wow, we got to have a rubber tiebreaker next week. I've got to find something. A rubber neck.
Well, with the way he was going, I think that was a rubber breaker.
He goes, it's my back. Oh, ow.
And he goes, shit.
That sounded like he was dropping a load, man. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, almost there. Oh.
Or, I don't know what. It could be a lot of stuff. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, but that was great.
It was better than putting whatever he was working out on your mouth.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was tasty.
Think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, smiling, and smiling while in the sun.
Easy UFO Show. Oh man, I love this song. We're gonna go back to Fresno right now. Yeah. LL Cool J. Remember this? I love this song. Oh, Easy UFO Show. That's so fucking funny, man. I'm loving this show. This is a good one tonight, man. Yeah, so the humanoid video is gathering up some steam, and I did want to read a couple of these from our friend Robert, a couple of these comments. And they're interesting, you know? You know, Robert and I go back 3 years. And I've always, you know, I know what he's misidentifying, let's just put it that way. But let's see. Now he's commenting on the humanoid video. And let's read some of these. And then we're gonna get on some UFO stories. One guy talked, I talked about that. Some people say it's can be a new type of halo apparatus for upper atmosphere jump. Halo jumpers have air tanks put on a flying apparatus. You get what you see. One guy says the Griffin halo jump apparatus, new prototype. Could be balloons. I think he's on the second one here. Let's see what somebody else wrote. The Coddlefish says, my dad worked in Sikorsky in the early 60s. He said he wasn't supposed to tell us, but something cool was coming out really soon. One afternoon, I was up in the backyard and looked up to see what looked like a huge dragonfly helicopter pass right over the trees, followed by several military-type helicopters. Right, of course. It was Sikorsky Skycrane, but it was on a training run before it was released to the press. I told my dad about it that night, and he fessed up, but he told me to keep quiet. I have no idea what that does. Any relevance to my video? Let me get to. I think Robert's on part two here, so let's get to part two. Ah, brother. We may not have time for trolls. Not tonight, maybe. Maybe another show. Maybe do a troll show. Yeah, I may touch on it. All right, so here we are. Fresno, California. Straight out of Fresno. Woo! Going back to Fresno, baby. Alright. So he goes by Pedro Liar Kenny. So strange, isn't it? He says, 6 hours ago. Hell! You can see the so-called lake swaying around like some sort of balloons. That's all I can make out here. And then he says, to me, I think these things are from another dimension, possible. That's why they're blurry. They are energy, but we don't understand it. And I don't think we'll... Oh, wait, I'm going backwards. Shit. How'd that get up here? He says, I'm not impressed with any flying humanoid videos as of yet. They're always too high or too blurry, or they never really prove anything. Yeah, like his videos do. Keep trying. No one will get a real good video. I think, if anything, these are demons, not humanoids. That's his professional opinion. He says professional, with quotes. That's why they're blurry all the time. And then he says, I think it's more than one object. It's a few objects, and they're not human. I may be, M-A-Y-B-E, maybe able to tell you more of what I really think, but it just gets weirder. He says weirded. It just gets weirded the more you look or think about it. It's almost scary. They don't want you to have a clear look at them, he goes on, because they're evil. You may not like what you will see. If you tried to blow this up and make pictures out of this, it would still not come clear. Funniest thing is I did 5 years ago, blow it up. And yeah, you can't. Of course, if it's blurry here, when you blow it up, it's still blurry. I've tried lots of times to get good clear video or picture of these type of thing, and most of the UFO flight. Wait, if he's seen, Robert, if you saw a humanoid or something, here's what he wrote. I've tried a lot of times to get a good clear video or picture of this type of thing, and most the UFO footage, they never come in clear. And it's got nothing to do with the camera. It's energy and forces we know nothing about. It sounds crazy. I'm here to tell you it's not. I think these things are from another dimension, possible. That's why they're blurry, they're energy. We don't understand it. I don't think we ever will. You can call them demons if you want. They may be as well. I've seen things a few times myself. You will see them more often when you least expect them. Trust that. It's no joke. These things are not your friend. This is what I tell you I really believe. This is no person in a jetpack either. This is not human. Yeah. Well, let's look at that and analyze what he said. Because if it's more than one object, it's a few objects, and they're not human, then what? It's a bunch of objects up there at one time. Maybe it's more than one balloon. I don't know. They don't want us to have a clear look at them. I'm going to tell you that most UFO footage is blurry and out of focus, same thing, or shaky, because most people don't hold cameras all the time like I do. These video cameras that you can buy at the store, Best Buy, wherever, they're not made for thousands of feet away. They're made for anything within a football field, 300 yards away, maybe a quarter. Maybe 1,200 feet. I don't know. But to maximize everything, it should be within 500 feet. That's why these cameras suck. I got a lens with 100 magnification. And I got to tell you, dude, fuck me. I wish I had it then. I didn't. I got it right after, though. Yeah, things are blurry because they're just pixelated. It's not because there's an energy field. And I know a lot of people believe in this energy field. Jaime Musan started that shit. It's not. It's the camera trying to make sense of what it's not able to see clearly. So it's called pixelating. These cameras aren't made for miles and miles and miles away. They're not. You have to have high magnification. So that's why. And let's say you are videotaping a white object or something in the sky, and if it's reflective, it's going to be distorted. You won't even be able to see any detail. It's just too small, too far away. Yes, it's not energy or forces. And you can say what you want, but I have proof that an object that was 2 hours away from me was blurry. And the closer it got, and once I realized it was balloons, I had to turn the camera off. And then it was clear. It's magical. I was able to see the nipple where the balloon got inflated. That's how clear I was able to see a balloon right over the house compared to 2 hours away and maybe miles away. I couldn't figure out what it was. Are they from another dimension if these are humanoids? Possibly. And that's not why they're blurry. He says that's why they're blurry. Can't understand their energy. That's a cop-out answer. It's not. It's not that, guy. It's not. It's too far away. That's why I can't videotape it clearly. And you'll see them more often when you least expect them. Can't argue that. Because that day, and I remember it clearly, and I did this quite often, because I'd go out for hours, months, and months, and months, and not see anything worth talking about. Shit, I'm lucky I have one. Some people never see shit. Well, they do and they just dismiss it, though. And I said that day, I said, you know what? I'm done with ufology, man. At the time I was arguing with people, they were criticizing my videos. I'm fighting with everybody. I had the website, was doing pretty good. That's what kept me in it. But that's when I started to become a debunker. And I wanted out. And I said, I don't give a fuck about ufology, man. I'm done with it. So I go outside, and I'm just out there with the dog and watering plants. And I just had a habit. I looked up, and I looked up at the right place at the right time. And there it was, a blood red dot. This thing was... Now, there were chemtrails all over the place with small patches of blue sky on the outskirts and in between. But there had to have been over 30, maybe 50 chemtrails. You can see in the video, some, you know, when I back away, you can see them all over. And they were pretty spread out. They started shooting those at 7 in the morning, and by 8:30, it was covered all over. And this object stuck out like a sore thumb. But you can see on part one, when I zoom in, it's unbelievable that I even saw it. But it was red. And the suit it wore was a blood red suit. And if anybody can figure out what makes something red and really vibrant, these colors through the binoculars were vibrant. They were alive, man. It was. Wait a minute. That was a machine. It couldn't be alive unless it was like a. That's what it reminded me of, like a transformer. Holy shit. I'm so stupid. It was there the whole time. It looked like a transformer. Oh no, I'm embarrassed. Can't believe it. Oh no, I'm smiling. That's because it's so stupid. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, let's get to some UFO video, UFO news, and let's get the hell out of here. You know what? We're almost done. Not too bad. Went by real quick. I don't want to make these long. I know these podcasts aren't supposed to be this long, but if you guys are fans of the show, you want a show, and I'm trying to put on a show. Shit. Show? You she? What are you, dirty rat? You she? Isn't that funny how people back then always said that? What are you, a dirty rat? Yeah, she? I'll come over there and I'll strangle you, she. I'll take my right hand here and I'll do this to you, she. And then I'll put my right hand, or wait, my other right hand on you and I'll do that, she. Hard to breathe, she. Hello? Hello? Shit. All right. Well, there's a guy from Simpsonville. Believes he caught something on camera. Simpsonville. Pretty interesting story. He believes he caught a UFO on camera. It's an interesting video, to say the least. And it's pretty wild. Here it is. Because at first I thought, oh, this is cool, he said. Then I thought, oh, this is kind of scary. The Simpsonville man was sitting on the front porch with his girlfriend Sunday around 10:30 last week when a blue light appeared in the sky. Ashy, that's her name, not Ashley, maybe it's a misprint, says it started out small and then got bigger. He believes it was a UFO. I was a skeptic, but now I'm a believer, he says. And his name is Ashy, as A-S-H-E-Y. Ashy said he caught the whole thing on video camera. Looking at the video, the object stays in the sky for about 3 minutes. I'm definitely coming back out tonight to see if it shows up again. WSPA meteorologist Dan Bickford says there is nothing unusual, like a meteor shower, going on in the atmosphere right now. So when you watch this video, it's pretty friggin' awesome. And I was really shocked to look at this bluish thing in the sky for a couple of minutes, man. I don't know what this guy caught. It's like a donut, an electric donut. It's pretty friggin' awesome. It's sideways, like a donut on... Oh my god, I mean, if you don't know this video, you have to go just type in Simpsonville man believes he caught UFO on camera. He says it's not like an airplane. This is a UFO, man. Oh my god, I never watched it this long. I just glanced at the picture. Oh my god, I'm watching it. He says it was on its side. I don't understand what a donut... It's an electric donut. This is crazy. I don't understand this, man. How he could have... Well, they got an astronomer there. He says it was Venus or Jupiter. Oh, well, then the guy says he has no idea what it is. They were talking to an astronomer. The guy's, he's saying now it's probably military. Okay. The guy's name is Ashy. He looks like a sober Jeff Woolwine. Sober. Dude, you guys got to check that out. That's a pretty awesome video. I've never seen anything like it. And I am impressed. And I'm very rarely impressed. This video should be all over the internet. Should be viral, man. This thing should be lighting up. There's only 196 views here on this channel. Oh, I guess it's the news. Oh, man, that's a good one. Yo, this is LL Cool J. Okay, now we got TMCC's paranormal series becomes 2-month program. Beginning as a Halloween series, Halloween season 6 event 6 years ago, Truckee Meadows Community College's Nevada's Ghost and Paranormal series has expanded for 2 more months. I just thought I'd let you guys know that. Because it's not opening up. What a loser. Alright. Here we go. Oh, more UFO love for China. This time for 3 hours. No. Over the Zhejiang province again. Oh my god, it's like the donut. Shut the fuck up. It's a triangle, but it looks like the donut. Oh my god, dude. What's going on? Something's happening. I really don't understand how this guy, within a few days of each other. I got it. Oh my god, this guy's seen something in China. You know, this video isn't as good as the other one, but this looks like it's a triangle, like a cube on its side. You know, like a cube would be like if you were to spin a cube, that's what it looks like. This one isn't as good as the other one, but this is pretty impressive too. Guys, you gotta look up this stuff. UFO over China from September 6th, 2010. You know what? I just debunked it. Never mind. The guy's a fucking idiot. It's an... Oh my god, this is a perfect thing for you guys to understand and learn from. Look at this guy's video. I wish I could do this from Zhengalist. But anyway, look up UFO spotted hovering for 3 hours over Zhejiang province or China from September 6th, and you'll see what this guy thinks he captured as a UFO is not. It's just the way his camera accepts the light and he's out of focus. It creates that disc. It creates that. It does it on my camera too. It does it on almost every camera when you have too much light. You suck, dude. You suck. There's nothing over China. You suck. Got me going, but I figured it out. Damn friggin' Chinaman. Next. What do we got? Monitoring network to scan skies for meteors, UFOs. Okay. A meteor monitoring network to be completed this year may provide more solid evidence to confirm or debunk UFO sighting claims. The city will establish 6 monitoring stations to observe flying objects that cross the sky. The first of their kind in the country. And this is in Beijing. Shit. With 3 million yuan in government funding, the network will mainly be used to track falling stars, comets, and meteors of a certain brightness, said Ku Wen, the Beijing planetarium expert in charge of the project. No way. They're building these stations because there's UFOs, man. There's UFOs over China, except for this last schmuck. The station can observe and record almost anything that flies overhead, including meteor showers and UFOs, Cao said, providing a chance to supply more accurate documentation that can be used to verify or dismiss UFO witness reports. That's a shitty, shitty experiment. You just can't point at one part in the sky over Beijing and say, oh, yeah, we haven't seen any UFO. For a moment, we thought that we would, fucking find a UFO. Yay, in the sky. Ooh, UFO. That's a bullshit experiment. I hope it works. The 6 stations will be built on the planetarium. The equipment will operate at night only. The stations will be run by computers only, with a dome that opens and closes automatically according to weather conditions. 6 cameras and an automatic control device will be installed inside. I don't like that. I think it's nice that they're trying, but you need to have them all over the world and like all over the hot spots and not just over Beijing sky. Ding. UFO, July 31st, 2010, in HD. This is from YouTube. It's by Zucchini007 on YouTube. Montreal. This guy says this is a UFO. So I see a white dot. He's having a hard time focusing. We're at 17 seconds in. He's shaky. He's all over the place. Wait, I see a white dot. Yes, there's something in the sky. We've got very enchanting music going on in the background. I'm feeling more involved than ever. This UFO seems to be Bob. Oh, no, it's not. He's just out of focus. He's out of focus. He needs to focus. Can somebody tell him to focus? We are looking at an out-of-focus airplane, folks. This guy can't stop shaking. He's having an epileptic seizure. Somebody help! This is bullshit. This is not a clear UFO. This is clearly out of focus. Anytime you have a dot in the sky, you can make it look like it has a dome on it by just tweaking your little focus wheel or your little focus stick and making it look elongated. Yeah. Little fuckers. Little trickery, little camera trickery. Cameras, all different cameras do different variations on this. This is what I like to call... Jaime Musan's here! This is what I like to call a spaceship. This is a... A scout ship. A release from the mothership. And then they send it to look at the UFO popularity contest on the YouTube. Why does Jaime Musan always turn Italian like Father Guido Sarducci? Dude, Zucchini007, you suck. That was the biggest blowhard evidence I've ever seen. You suck. You don't even know why you suck. You just suck. You can't even use a camera right. All right, Dallas, my favorite place. I hate Texas. Texas sucks. This will be the last one that we're done. UFO August 2nd, 2010, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, at 10:12 p.m. Well, they're out there. That's who made this video. This guy sees a white ball of light. He's using night vision. All of a sudden, we're looking at a white object moving on its own like a satellite. And then, from what I remember on this video, we should be looking for another object moving. And I remember he's telling it to power up. It's going through Orion's belt. I know that star figuration anywhere. He's asking the satellite to power up. Folks, we've got something going on here. We're 33 seconds in, and we are watching a video on YouTube from there out there. This guy has seen a UFO on August 2nd, 2010 at 10:12 p.m. Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, the most non-credible state in the union. Anything that comes from Dallas, Texas, or anywhere in Texas always sucks. Mark my words. I'm not lying because I'm watching another video now of a piece of shit video that's absolutely has no timestamp, has no date, and we're just taking this guy's word for it that it happened when he said it did. It's bunked. Go. Get away. He's trying to make it look like it's slowing down or speeding up. Do you know, if you're videotaping a white object in the sky or something that's lit up, if you focus in on it, it looks like it's shooting away from the object or the star it's going by. If you move and focus out and the object gets further away, it looks like the object is slowing down. It's a trickery. It's eye trickery, and he's doing it to a perfection. This guy's videotaped nothing. And there he goes. He's going through Orion. He's past Orion's belt. He's now around your Venus on Uranus. Oh, boy, this is getting crazy. All right, guys. All right, we'll talk about trolls another time. This is a piece of shit video. Not much happening. Guys, I got to tell you, I'm really depressed. But anyway, we did an hour-long podcast. I hope you enjoyed every living second because I take total pride in doing this, dude. Who am I supposed to do? Oh, that's Keanu Reeves. Whoa, dude. I gotta tell you, I'm quite impressed. This is the most obvious and most awesomest show on Podomatic.com. All right, I lost focus. All right, guys, I'm gonna go watch Sons of Anarchy. Hope you have a great night. That's right, Sons of Anarchy. Go watch it. See you guys later on the AZ UFO show. Next show? I don't know, but it's going to include a troll who we all know and hate. See you guys. Peace out. Truth to all those who listen, and I'll see you in the dark. We'll be right back.
the sun. There's a ground. And my eyes fill with sand as I scan this racing line. Desert screen.